An Almost Perfect Holiday by Lucy Diamond. Read by Claire Corbett. Prologue. The women were still sitting by the swimming pool, even though it was almost midnight. Up above, the stars were a handful of silver glitter against the inky black, while the moon cast glimmering ripples of light into the water. The air smelled of wine and chlorine, with just a faint hint of ozone from the distant sea carried on the breeze. A collection of empty glasses and plates around them signalled that this had been a long night. At an earlier point, as the sun vanished and the temperature began to plummet, one of the women had suggested bringing their duvets out to keep themselves warm. And now they were comfortably rugged up and cosy on the sun loungers, laughing and exchanging confidences, like girls on a sleepover.
"This has been such a strange holiday," said the first woman just then.
Strange, but also surprisingly good in a lot of ways, she was thinking. Everything had changed. Even she had changed. For the first time in years, the future felt interesting.
"You're telling me," said the second woman.
Her mood wasn't quite so optimistic. In fact, she'd go as far as to say that the holiday had been a complete disaster. Would she ever get over what had happened this week? Silence fell, except for the faint glugging of the water in the swimming pool filter and the soft bumps of an inflatable flamingo against the metal steps as it cruised in slow, blind circles. The third woman had been gazing up at the night sky, turning things over in her mind. Now she spoke.
"I might regret this tomorrow," she said after a moment. "But I was wondering, can I tell you guys a secret? Like, something really big."
Chapter 1. 5 days earlier. There was a lot riding on this holiday, thought Em, folding T-shirts and packing them into a suitcase. Back when she'd made the booking, miserable and alone on Christmas Day, she'd had no idea that it would turn out to be anything other than another summer break for her, Izzy and Jack. 2 weeks of trying to force her teenagers out of bed before midday to enjoy the beautiful Cornish countryside and beaches, plus at least one waistband-punishing cream tea for good measure. But now, well, everything was different now. Their fortnight away was shaping up to be a whole new kind of trip. If only someone could have told her, back on that desolate afternoon, that life was about to take an exciting upward turn. She still hadn't quite forgiven Dom for making it the worst Christmas ever. Off she'd gone on Christmas Eve, driving the kids over to the posh new Cirencester house he shared with his bimbo girlfriend Michelle, with him assuring her, promising her, that of course he would drive them back home after lunch the following day. And what had he done? Forgotten his so-called promise, and tucked into the gin, champagne and port over his roast turkey and trimmings, so that he was over the limit, the selfish jerk.
"Michelle's plastered too,"
he told her sheepishly over the phone when he rang to confess.
"Christmas spirit and all that. We'll drop them back tomorrow, okay?"
No, it was not remotely okay. Em had gone from shocked to devastated to downright fuming in the space of about 10 seconds. And of course, by then, she'd already put away 2 massive glasses of wine herself. Well, you had to, didn't you? When you were without your kids and finding the whole solo Christmas thing horribly unfestive, and didn't feel it was her destiny to get arrested for drunk driving on Christmas Day either. The upsetting news that she was now unable to see her own children for the whole day had sent her nosediving straight into the Baileys, as well as polishing off an entire family pack of pigs in blankets and most of the cheese board, hacking into the Stilton as if she was committing a murder. If only. Afterwards, she'd resorted to quite a lot of spontaneous spirit-boosting online purchases in order to endure the festive marathon, including a holiday, she had discovered, waking up on Boxing Day and blinking at the emailed receipts with a thumping head. A holiday in a gorgeous 4-bedroom barn conversion down in Cornwall, which had cost practically a month's wages, no less. She'd clicked on the details with a degree of trepidation. Her impulsive nature had seen her paying for some particularly duff decisions over the years. Those neon yellow ski boots, for one, when she'd never been skiing in her life. But Briar Cottage